The signing of the ceasefire is certainly a very important success, actually a key success. But unfortunately, and the text is not very precise, almost everything other than a permanent and countrywide ceasefire, which is immediately in force, is unclear. Among these many open issues are, how will the ceasefire itself be monitored? Who are the mercenaries and foreign fighters who are to depart from Libya within a period of 3 months? What does this mean for the Russian fighter jets? Does this include the Turks, although they are invited by the internationally recognized government? Where is the concrete location of the demilitarized zone, if there is one? What does this mean for Al-Jufra and its airbase? What kind of foreign military training inside Libya must be suspended? Does this include the training provided by Turkey and Qatar? What does this mean for the Coast Guard training, which is at times provided by the European Union? So there are many, many open issues. But nevertheless, let me stress again, alone that there is a ceasefire, that there are signatures under a ceasefire agreement, is already a major step forward.
There was no mention of inviting UN or European Union observers to monitor the ceasefire, and there was a talk about Libyan security forces to take care of the disputed line in Sirte. Would that work?
Unfortunately, the Libyans are extremely hesitant to invite a foreign monitoring for various reasons. There is a general aversion in Libya against foreign boots on the ground, other than foreign boots which are directly supporting one's own case. And for the more hawkish people on both sides, it's quite clear that such a monitoring would make it extremely difficult for them to continue hostilities in the future. And for this and other reasons, they are right now not talking about this. Right now, they are discussing only about locally recruited police force for Sirte. And such locally recruited, lightly armed police force is maybe sufficient to guarantee the local security, also for a government which is eventually located in Sirte. But certainly this would not be enough to deter any kind of military aggression. This means Sirte would become a military vacuum, which is quite dangerous. If the LNA would hand over Sirte to such a police force, they would certainly stay close to the city and would be able to return immediately. On the other side, also Operation Volcano could try to make a surprise attack to occupy the city. So if just a local police force is monitoring Sirte and more or less the ceasefire, this would not be a real guarantee that the ceasefire will hold.
Stephanie Williams, the UN acting envoy, said a lot of progress was made and the courage and determination between those officers is what is needed for Libyan political class. What do you make of such a statement?
Actually, Stephanie Williams is very enthusiastic about the progress made in Ghadames during all these talks. And this is also understandable, keeping in mind that her tour is about to end. There is certainly a progress that they are meeting now, the military talks in Ghadames in Libya for direct talks. There is a progress in the talks. Mainly, they have agreed on a roadmap for implementing the ceasefire, but it's not clear what exactly will be implemented. They have agreed to establish a military subcommittee to oversee the withdrawal of military forces to their respective bases and the departure of foreign forces from the front lines. I am not aware that Turks or Russians are right now directly deployed at the front lines. They have agreed that the Joint Military Commission, which is established by the ceasefire agreement, will be based in Sirte. One could ask, where else should they be based if they should monitor the implementation of the ceasefire? They have also agreed that the next meeting will take place already in Sirte, which is certainly the right move. So altogether, there is certainly some progress. But as far as it is known, they did not yet deal with the really hot issues, like the establishment of a really demilitarized zone and the extension of such zone, the stop of foreign training in Libya, let alone the withdrawal of foreign forces from Libya.
So how could a consensus in the military talks serve as a catalyst for the crucial political talks scheduled to be held in Tunisia on November 9th?
To be honest, I doubt that there will be a real consensus on major issues. As I've just outlined, there is some progress, and this is certainly a very positive, but there won't be a solution for the major issues in the near future. Furthermore, the group of 75 participating in the Libya Political Dialogue Forum in Tunis is entirely different. So I don't expect any direct impact from the 5+5 talks or group of 10 talks, as Stephanie Williams calls them now, for the Tunisia talks.